You know, I'm proud to say I report on things that no one else reports on. This is one of those stories. A wedding is coming up. A wedding for at least 200, maybe more dogs. Dogs. D-O-G-S. You heard me right. The idea is to break the Guinness World Record for the largest dog wedding. And I'm proud to say I am going to be a part of this, apparently. And from the village of Villa Park. And this is a title that I've never seen before. The Director of Fun, focusing on unifying neighbors. Leslie Allison Sai is here. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I am good. It's C-I, right? The proper pronunciation?
C-I, yes.
Yeah, sorry about
My
that.
My husband says I married him anyway.
Well, yeah, but you were only married once, and you married, obviously, your husband, but you have some similar ideas in mind for dogs, huh? How did you come up with this idea?
All right, so let me tell you a little bit about the record, the current Guinness World Record for the largest doggy wedding ceremony was set back in 2007 in Littleton, Colorado, when 178 doggy couples got married on a lovely day in May. And the reason I know about this is because Oak Park, Illinois, tried to break that record in 2008. And that year, my German Shepherd married the Golden Retriever down the street, as I like to say. Yes, best son-in-law ever.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fun day. However, Oak Park did not break the record. So it kind of sat there, and then I've become the chairperson of the Villa Park Community Fund Commission, as you mentioned. And every year in September, we do an animal adoption event. And this year I decided, okay, since we didn't get to do it last year because of COVID, let me take a look. I want to see what happened with that record. And I went back. And Steve, that record hasn't been broken. That record still is standing from 2007.
Wow. Now, you'd think someone somewhere in America would come along and do this, because it's so important to break that record, because records, of course, are meant to be broken. But how many dogs, then, do you think you're going to have a week from yesterday, this coming Saturday?
Yeah, we need 179 dog couples in order to break the record. So that means we need...
Hello? So we were talking about the doggy wedding, that's right, wedding, the largest wedding, hopefully to break a Guinness Book of World Records. And I'll tell you, apparently the excitement was so off the top that Leslie Allison CI pulled the phone right out of the wall. What happened?
I have no idea. I have a message on my phone right now that says supportapplerestore.com. I will figure that out later, Steve, but the show must go on.
Yes, I have no idea what that is either. We need a computer person to come on to talk about that, but you can talk about the wedding for dogs, which is this coming Saturday. What if someone out there says, I want to bring my dog, but I don't have a appropriate second dog. I don't. My
oh,
dog,
a mate. Yes.
What do you do?
Well, we are going to be offering doggy speed dating right before the ceremony. And if people register now, we also offer matchmaking services. So we can match your dog up with another dog.
Explain that.
In advance of the actual ceremony. And as you know, we actually have a very special dog that's going to be getting married on the stage that day. I believe your dog, Hazel, is going to be our celebrity bride.
Okay.
And we are going to, this week, we will start asking people to send in photos of their dogs and a little bio, and we'll do a little doggy, dating game, and Hazel can pick her mate.
Really? How does she do that?
We will send you all those pictures and all those bios, and then she can make her decision.
I'm sure she will. And she, by the way, she will come dressed for the occasion. And I will be out there. I'm happy to do this. I'm happy to do this for a lot of reasons. I'm happy to do it because of the smile on my producer Andrew's face right now. I mean, you just talk about this and people smile. And, you know, we need more smiles right now at this point in time, particularly. But you're serious about this. I mean, the Guinness World Record people are coming into town to officially determine whether you break the record or not.
Correct. It's called an adjudicator, and she will be flying in on Friday. We are also paying to keep her an extra day in case we have a rain date on Saturday, which at this point the weather looks beautiful, but just in case something goes wrong, we are going to keep her in town one extra day, so we'll have a second shot at the actual record. You mentioned that Hazel was going to come dressed for the occasion. I do want to mention that during the actual ceremony attempt, there can be no bow ties, no wedding dresses, nothing along those lines. That's a Guinness requirement.
Oh, no.
As ceremony is over, they can pull out the outfits. We can get all gussied up and go over to our do-it-yourself photo area, which is compliments. The stages are being built by Fetch Portrait, which is one of our wonderful sponsors for the event.
Well, I'm so sorry we're tight on time here because of the dog chewing the phone cord or whatever the heck happened there. But
yes.
We can give a website people can go to learn more.
Yes. Please register in advance at pawsandclawsvp.com, or you can also just Google dog wedding and Villa Park, Illinois, and it's the first thing that comes up.
And where is this going to be held in Villa Park?
This will be held at Lions Park,
of course,
which is 320 East Wildwood Avenue in Villa Park. We have pushed back the start time for this. We want people to start showing up at 8 o'clock. We have that many people that are coming.
Wow.
And we really want to keep the wedding on schedule to do the ceremony at 10 a.m.
Of course, it's going to be at Lions Park. Thank you so much, Leslie Allison C.I., the fun director in Villa Park. Thank you so much. You are fun.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. She's fun. She's fun.